Get your family vehicles ready for summer driving with early Memorial Day deals at Dobbs. Click on GoToDobbs.com for money saver tire and service deals today. Dobbs, with 43 locations, real deals are always close by.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
To Jay Delsing, he and Dan McLaughlin bring you Golf with Jay Delsing every Sunday morning, 8 to 10, here on 101 ESPN. Good morning, Jay. How you doing?
I am doing great. How are you guys?
Everything's terrific. Good. Not as good as it is for Rory McIlroy and Tiger Woods, who are going to get, apparently, $50 and $100 million, respectively, for not going to live. That's a pretty good deal.
It's like getting paid for paying your mortgage.
Yeah.
It's a participation trophy world we're in. I'm confused by the whole thing. 193 players get to split $1.5 billion, and who's 194?
And who gets
cut off? You know, like, where are they? They're drawing the line. There's supposedly some formula that they've come up with, and it's weighted more for this current, you know, level of player. But boy, you got to think of Jack Nicklaus, not that Jack cares or needs any more money, but you got to think, man, where was this when I was playing?
I think a lot of people are thinking that. Sticking with Rory McIlroy just for a second here, what are your thoughts about him reportedly rejoining the PGA Tour policy board?
You know what, Brooke? I'm so glad you brought that up, because I am a fan of Rory, but man, it has been hard to follow him lately. He has said and done everything. He has moonwalked. He has taken things back. I can't figure out what he's doing. He withdrew. Just for the folks that don't know, he withdrew from the policy board about 4 months ago and said it's personal reasons. I need some time with my family. And now all of a sudden, Webb Simpson was dropping off per the regulations of the board, and Rory has been, I'm not sure if Rory was appointed that. I'm thinking he was, because it just seems odd to me, Brooke. I cannot follow Rory and what he's got going on right now. I appreciate him, you know, feeling lousy when the PGA Tour stabbed him in the back with all the live stuff, but this is, I don't know. Another weird one for me. I'm not exactly sure. I was going to spend more time with my family. Now I'm not, because I'm going to do this again. So you can't say anything in today's world, guys. It's all recorded and everybody's got the records of it, and it comes back to bite you.
So be careful on what you say here, Jay. We'll come back and make sure that the world hears it. I'm kidding. You are always outstanding on this.
The size 13 fits nicely in this round, for sure. It was done for a long, long time.
AJ, this may shock a lot of people, but Scotty Scheffler, well, he wins again. That's not going to shock anybody, but Scotty's caddy, Ted Scott, has made this year more on the course than top pros, which is amazing, in his earnings as a caddy. Can you explain how the caddies are paid and how that works?
Yeah, and in fact, I think I'm thinking about putting my hat in the ring for some of these caddies, because the caddies are making so much more money than we did when we were playing. It's a joke. So what happens, guys, is that, so for folks that don't know, Ted Scott is working for Chef right now. He won his fourth Masters a couple weeks ago with Scotty, but Scotty's second. Scotty has won, he won his first two with Bubba Watson and in 2012 and 2014. So when you win a tournament on the PGA Tour, the standard payment, and Scotty may even be paying him more, but the standard payment is 10% of the prize money. So Scotty made just about $4 million for winning at Augusta, and so Ted's going to get $400,000. That's on top of his weekly salary, which is probably somewhere in the ballpark of $2,500 to probably as high as $4,000. Now, Scotty's different. Obviously, he's making a boatload of money, and will pay at a much higher level. Most of the caddies on tour make about $1,500 a week, and that usually, guys, they need to do their expenses out of that number. And then they'll get the customary 10% if they win, and most caddies will get 5% on everything that's not a top 10, 7% on a top 10, and then 10% on a win. When we were playing and there was so little money, my first deal with my caddy was you get $200 for the week, you get $250 if I make the cut, and then you get your 5, 7, and 10. So if we made a cut, he got an extra $50 because that was basically what I was told when I first got my tour card. This is what you have to pay your caddies. That's what we were doing back in the day.
Hey, Jay, traditionally, between majors, the players have taken some time to recharge their batteries. Do you think that moving the PGA to May, and it's going to take place May 19th at Valhalla, May 16th through 19th, but the Sunday is at Valhalla, do you think moving the PGA Championship to May has kind of hurt some of these tournaments between the Masters and what traditionally has been the U.S. Open?
Oh, I think so for sure, Randy. It's a great call because especially like this week, we have a team event in the middle of two majors. And whenever we had a team event, historically, it was always back at the end of the year. We had there's the mixed team event that we used to have. It used to be sponsored by JCPenney's where we would play with someone from the LPGA Tour. And that was always at the end of the year, along with a PGA Tour team event we used to have where, you know, it was at the end of the year as a way to supplement your income. It was kind of a fun tournament to have. And now we've got one of those right in the middle of the schedule, and it's happening this week down at Zurich. So, and they do not, I mean, they've got some good players in there, but they do not essentially get much of a quality field. And so that's a great point that, you know, the top 15 or 20 players that are really, really major championship focused are not going to play that in this event very often.
How about the team format, Jay, and how it works? Explain that to the casual fan that's listening this morning.
Oh, it's super fun. So yesterday they played a best ball. So each guy gets to play his own ball. They'll play an alternate shot. That's where the rubber meets the road in this tournament. Where players have to kind of be on their game, which is really interesting because for those that don't know about an alternate shot, is it, Danny, you hit your tee shot and yours goes
well
in the middle.
Yes,
and
thank
then,
you,
and
Jay.
Then I get to, then I have to go. See what I got you? And then I get, and then I got, then I go and I hit, and then I hit the next one and I pull it over in the left bunker, and then you're going to have to try to get out of the bunker. And it goes like that. So, man, you see some players hit some shots and they look at their partner like, yeesh, I'm sorry about that, man. You got to go over there and, you know, figure out what's over there. When I was playing in the mixed team, I played with this young lady. Her name was Penny Hamill. She was a great player. She won 4 or 5 times on the LPGA Tour. And, guys, I played with her 3 years in a row, and she never missed one fairway. And I probably hit half of my fairways back then. And she said to me in the middle of the third round, are you trying to hit a fairway? That's what she asked me. Are you trying to hit a fairway? And I said, Penny, I said, these shots in the woods are not that hard. You know, you just got to hit a low and you get, and she's like, yeah, I don't ever hit it over there. I go, well, this is good practice. This is really good practice for you. But yeah, she looked at me like, would you, gosh, and it's a weird feeling, guys, to go ahead and foul one off and it goes into the woods. And then you walk down the middle and hit where you're playing, where your partner, you know, put you right out in the middle of the fairway. So I think I wore her out after 3 years. I think she got a new partner after that.
Okay, last thing then. We're going to allow you for this weekend to put together your dream team. So Scheffler is going to be one of your guys, I would guess. Who else are you picking to play with? Is that right? Scheffler's part of your team because of his iron game?
Oh, is this, I'm going to put together my best player?
Yeah, your two-man team for Zurich this weekend. Who would you have?
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Randy, right now I put Scheffler and probably you could put Brad Faxon, who's my agent, could just roll in a bunch of putts and has a great short game. I mean, those guys are going to kill it. I would pick someone like almost Denny McCarthy, who has been one of the best putters on the PGA Tour for the last, oh man, I don't know, 4 or 5 years. He usually finishes in the top 3 or 4 in putting. And that's a name that not many people know. But right now, you could put Scheff with anybody. Did you see what Tony Romo said, who plays with him all the time at home, says that he has played
never
with
shot
him
over? He said 500 rounds and never shot over par that he's seen, right?
Yeah. Now, Tony might have been hit in the head once or twice too often with his counting. But yeah, he said he's never shot over 70.
Wow. That's incredible.
So whatever Scheffler's doing, it's pretty amazing. And you know, he's such a nice man, and everybody almost dislikes him because he's so nice. It's interesting. People like say to me, is he really that nice? And I'm like, he really is. He really is just exactly what you see. And unfortunately, that doesn't sell too well in our world today.
Yeah, by the way, Pavin Smith hits a lot of home runs against the Cardinals. He's named after your friend, Corey Pavin. When he hits a home run, do you kind of cheer for him a little bit?
No.
Okay, good.
No, not against the Cardinals. I can't cheer. Man, the Cardinals there's just not a lot to cheer for these days. And so when Pavin Smith hits, man, he won, what did he have, 6 RBI the other night?
Mm-hmm. He's got 3 games and 11 RBI against the Cardinals in his career with 3 home runs. That's pretty good.
Yeah. What's up with that? Yeah. We need better pitching.
There you go.
And better hitting. Yeah. Better pitching against him. Who do you guys have on the show on Sunday?
We have Justin Barger. Justin graduated from Chaminade. He won the Missouri Amateur. He played college golf at Colorado. He is working for the PGA Tour right now, and he's working in a newly created position called the PGA Tour Pathways. So it's cool, Randy. He is, and guys, he is helping younger players figure out how to go from the college ranks, or maybe they're European players and they come over here and try and figure out how to get onto the PGA Tour. So whether it's the PGA Tour of Americas, which is the Canadian Tour and the South American Tour, or it's PGA Tour University, which is where Ludwig Aubert came from. So yeah, Justin's got a really cool position with the PGA Tour, and it's a brand new thing. So we just kind of talk to him a little bit about that.
Looking forward to it. Thank you, sir. Have a great weekend.
You guys too. Thank you.
That's our buddy Jay Delsing on 101 ESPN.